sugya that touches on so many different areas. It's an important issue. It's a little off the daf for a couple of days, but I think kedai. And of course, it starts with our sugya here. And of course, that's the issue related to chinuch and responsibilities of parents vis-a-vis children in terms of shmiras hamitzvos and avoidance of averus. So the beginning point, of course, is the sugya on beis and beis here with helmi amalkos. Let's read again the gemara quickly. Amar Yehuda. Okay, forget about how it fits into our sugya now. We're just going to take this piece out as a as an independent entity. Amar Yehuda, ma'aseh behelmi hamalka. The Lord, Jehoshua Sukkasa, Gvol Me'asim Amar, her sukkah was higher than 20 amas, which according to Abban Shri Apostle. And the Talmud Chachamim came in and out, and they ate it. It looks like they ate it, but they never said it there. So apparently, the Behuda says, that means it's good if it's higher than 20 amas of kosher sukkah, which is a riot to him. So Amrullah, Mishom Rai, Isha Haisub, Tumana sukkah. What do you mean? She's a woman. She's part of sukkah. So that's why they didn't say anything. So Amrullah, Hanbalah, Shiva Banam Hayullah, Habullah, she had children. But Oud Kalmaselo Osta El Al Pi Chachamim. She also only conducted herself on the basis of what the Chacham advised her. So the Gemara parenthetically, Lamelu Misniva Oud Kalmaselo Osta El Al Pi Chacham. What does that add? So it says, Hachi Kamel, He Somer Bonim Ktamel Hayu, Uktanim Tu in Asuke. If you're going to say, well, one second, she had a bunch of children, but they were all little kids, so they're also potter, just like her. Okay? So, number one, Kevan the Shiva Havu, Yev Shil Havu Chad Shein Otzarach Limo. Since there were seven children, it has to be one. They weren't septuplets, they were all a month old. There were seven children, at least one of them, was old enough. Shein Otzarach Limo, didn't need his mother, he's of Chinuch age. V'chi same Mukhan Shein Otzarach Limo Darbanon. Who would, if you tell me that Chiyav is only Darbanon, because good, he's Ein Otzarach Limo, he's not Bar Mitzvah. He's not over Bar Mitzvah. We discussed yesterday, whatever that age is, six or whatever, he's old enough, doesn't need his mother anymore in the same way. So that's only Darabonon. The Ihi Darabonon Lo Mishkacha, and she didn't care about the Darabonon. She's not worried about the Darabonon. Okay? She wasn't going to make a special sukkah just for this one kid because of the Ihi Darabonon. That's not true. Because Toshma Ba'od Kol Ma'aseh Lo'osa El Al-Pi Chachamim. She did everything as the Chachamim advised. Period. Okay, so therefore we see that the sukkah that she had to be a sukkah kshera. Okay, however the Rabbanon got out of it, that's what we do. That sukkah had to be a sukkah kshera. Okay, and the criterion for determining whether a cotton is chayav in any way in being in that sukkah, even though he's not bar mitzvah, is apparently, cotton sheno tzorch limo. Rashi says, cotton sheno tzorch limo. Amir lekamon, the chayv lechan chob mitzvah sukkah. There's a chiv to raise the child, to train the child, to teach the child the mitzvah sukkah. Of course, that's the rabbanon. A chiv drabbanon. It's an important Rashi, the last Rashi on the page. She's kiko lahargilas a cotton mitzvah. She royal a kadesh mechunach uragil a mitzvahs. Right? What's the purpose of chinuch? Chinuch really means training. You know, if you think about it for a moment, the term chinuch, it doesn't really mean education, right? It means training, like we have when you're mechanech something, the kelim of the mikdash, right? The same word, chanukah samizbech, same word, right? Chanukah samishkan, chanukah samishkan. Training, but more than training, means putting it into use, putting something into, or making something eligible for its use. Okay, that's really what the word chinuch means. It's all about training a child. He's going to grow up and he's going to be an adult one day. So you can't just say, okay, now he's bar mitzvah, hear all these dinim, you never heard of them before. Right? So when you do chinuch, you're basically preparing, whether it's a human being or the vessel, for its ultimate use. That's really what the word chinuch means in its purest sense. But anyway, so Rashi says, lahargilas hakotel mitzvah, to make him accustomed to observing mitzvahs, that's the Rabbanon imposed. Okay, so royal kidei sheyeh mechunach v'rogel mitzvahs. He should be trained to be able to do mitzvahs. Okay, that's what Rashi says over there. Now, again, very quickly, we take a look. We saw yesterday the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. Let's go over this quickly. It's a self-contained point. The Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph says, Noshim, towards the end of the Mishnah, okay, Noshim v'avodim uktanim p'tur min asukeh. Okay, we're not into Noshim v'avodim right now, but k'tanim is under the age of bar mitzvah, p'tur min asukeh, of course. Okay, p'tur min asukeh. But cotton, she'ino tzorach limo, chayv b'sukeh. But a cotton, there's a cotton. There's a difference between a 6-month-old and a 10-year-old, right? So cotton, she'ino tzorach limo, is chayv b'sukeh. Okay? The Gemara tells a story about Shama Azoki, and even an infant, but that's not for us now. That's the Mishnah. Now, where do we get this from? The Gemara on Chav Ches Amud Aleph right away asked, but not immediately, right? We didn't do this yesterday on the same page. The Gemara there, I asked right away, but not immediately. How do we know that that Noshav or Tanim or Potter Mesukah? So just so we have, I got a printed source for the pasuk by Sukkah Teshu Shiva Shem Kol HaEzra B'Yisrael Yeshu Mesukah. It's an unusual expression. Kol HaEzra B'Yisrael Yeshu Mesukah. Because the Gemara is in Drasha. But not immediately here in Chav Ches Amud Aleph, right? About 6-7 lines on the bottom where the Gemara starts. The Tanur Rabbanan Ezra ze Ezra. Okay, good. Ezra is Ezra. Okay. Ha Ezra is Lahotzi es Hanoshim. The word Ha Ezra, that again it says you see in the pasuk there, is Ha Ezra is Lahotzi es Hanoshim. Okay. And Kol is Larabo says Akhtanim. Kol Ezra comes to Marbe the Akhtanim. That's how the Gemara darshans from the pasuk. We see Rashi. Rashi and the Gemara. Ha Ezra ibn Israel Yeshu Vasukas. Okay, Ezra ze Ezra. You have a Ksiv Ezra Hamimashra Kol Toldos Yisrael Anoshim Vinoshim. If it would have just said the word Ezra, it would have been Ezra means any Jewish citizen. Okay, male, female, doesn't matter. But Ksiv Ha Ezra, Miyuman Shem Ezra, Mahotzias Anoshim. Those who are, stand out in terms of mitzvah obligation, it's men, Ha Ezra. And Kol is the Rabbos HaSaktanim. Okay. And the commoner made a mistake. The Gemara later will ask a question about that. But that's the basic drasha that the Gemara has. So the Gemara, now, what is Rashi referring to later on? So that's Chav Ches Amud Beis. Rashi later, the Gemara will ask a kasha. The kasha is on Amud Beis. Amar Mar. Okay, at the beginning of the line, but a dozen lines down. Amar Mar, Kol Lerabo Saktanim. What do you mean Lerabo Saktanim? That sounds like a deraisa. Women are excluded. Okay, women are excluded. Now, we could ask, why do women need to be especially excluded? Because isn't it a regular mitzvah on grama? So you could say, some say, whatever the reasons are, but that's not our topic now. But in terms of the ketanim, what do you mean, kol l'rabba sektanim? Ketanim ha-pater, the Mishnah said, right? So that's exactly what Rashi there tells us the Gemara is going to do. So here's Amar Mar, kol l'rabba sektanim. What do you mean? V'atanad noshal k'lam p'tum ha-sukkah. The Mishnah says, you're p'tum ha-sukkah z'kot. So what do you mean? They call the Rabbi Saktanim, the Chayiv and Sukkah. So the answer is low kasha. Kan bekotin shigi lechina, kan bekotin shalo, higi lechina. Okay? Two different types of ketanim. There's a ketanim who's of age that it's significant to train him, it means something. That's kotin shigi lechina. And sometimes kotin shalo, higi lechina. A little baby, a 3-month-old or whatever. So the kotin shigi, it's not going to be meaningful to him. So that's so basically the Gemara's answer is kotin shigi lechinuch. That's called the Rabbi Saktanim. That drusha from the pasuk kol the Rabbi Saktanim is talking about a kotin shigi lechinuch. He's old enough. He's a mature enough kid that already understands about. He's learning. Knows about mitzvahs and so on. That's the kotin shigi lechinuch. And the other pasuk that says not the pasuk but the Mishnah. That says that women, Nashim Avodim Ketanim are Ptumim HaSukkah, that's from a little Ketanim, that's a low Gilechina. Okay? So the Gemara asks right away, 1 second, Afal Pikain. He says, Katan Shi Gilechina, but they're Bonanho. It's still not a Doraisa. Katan Shi Gilechina is not Doraisa, not obligated Doraisa, is he? A Katan Shi Gilechina, kid's 11 years old, not obligated Doraisa to perform mitzvahs. It's still only Darbanan. So what's the idea that we learn it out from a pasuk, a ribu in a pasuk? Sounds like a deraisa, but we still only drop on him. Good. You can now tell when the Mishnah says cotton. When the Mishnah says nashav aruk tanim p'tumim hasukkah, it's all about tanim that are very little. Their cotton shigilechel is no mitzvah whatsoever. Okay, and when a kid's older, he's cotton shigilechel. There is a mitzvah, but still it's only drop on him. It's not a drush of a pasuk. It's not learned out from the pasuk. What's going on? So he says you're right. Midrabbanan ukros machta be'alma. You're right. The drush of kol, it's not real. It's not a real bona fide drush in the din d'oraisa. It's a remez. It's a smachta for this concept of chinuch. Let's look at Rashi. Okay. Okay. The Rashi says kachim yilachinuch. He says mishein atzarach l'imo. There's another rebuff in the pasuk. Okay, so we learn it. Now, the Tosas raises a question. Okay, Tosas raises a question. I think more goes on, and that's on Khan Mekotin Shigilachinah. It's Tosas on Chav Ches Amud Beis, third to last Tosas. So Tosa says, what do you mean cotton shegilachinah? Kagon cotton she'eno tzorech le'imo. Okay? As the Gemara will later on say, we did that yesterday, I didn't repeat it here, but we did that yesterday, right? He doesn't need his mother anymore. Cotton she'eno tzorech le'imo. Tosa alfa p'idemastisim katana behedya. Okay? Derech hashas lahak shuzul l'taretz kei. So Tosa says, even though, okay, the Mishnah said, I mean, the Mishnah, look back in the Mishnah, what do we have this whole discussion for? Okay, the Mishnah says itself, cotton she'eno tzarech limor chayav besukah. Right? I mean, the Mishnah presented it. Not shana tana p'torah min hasukah, but cotton she'yilachinah, cotton which is she'eno tzarech limor, is chayav besukah. So, in other words, what does the Gemara have a whole back and forth of the steer? What do you mean? The Mishnah itself, Mishnah explained itself. The Mishnah says, Nashavarum Tanim are Ptur min hasukah. So it says, Tanim are Ptur min hasukah. Then it says, but if it's Eino Tzorech Limo, it's Chayim. So obviously, we're distinguishing between Higiel Echinach and Eino Higiel Echinach. Eino Higiel Echinach is the first part of the Mishnah. Because what do you have to have? So Tos says, you're right. Okay, you're right. The Mishnah says it, but the Gemara amplifies it. It's directly more. But Chavase Perakamad Chagiga. We have a similar drush in the meaning of Chagiga. The Darsh calls the Churuchal Rabbos Akhtanim. That's by Aliyah Leregel. It says, Shalosh Mashal Yere Chol Zechurucho. So Chol Zechurucho. So Chol Zechurucho. Uparach Vatran Chutz B'Sher Shkot B'Chayas Lo Shkot B'Mashal Yikan B'Kot Jigil Echidah. Dainu Kiditan. Awesome. There, as the Mishnah there says, Chol Sheino Yachol Lechos B'Yodah Shal Aviv Ula Alos B'Shalam Lahar Bayez. Yachol Alos Hainu Yigil Echidah. Okay? The same drush over there. There it's not a matter of Tzarech Limo, it's a matter of can he hold his father's hand while he walks, you know, to the Harabayas, where Aliyah Leregel. So that's the age that's relevant over there. Okay? So Tosis, yeah. Now, we skip a few lines down. I really only put I'm really most interested in the last four lines. Okay? The Hashta, he gia lechinach darmin, this is a very important point Tosis is making. The Hashta, Higia lechinach darmina b'chol duchta ein kulon shovim. Tosus points out an important rule. The definition of higia lechinach is not the same by everybody, and I don't think he means by every person here, because that's true, but he means not the same by every mitzvah. Every mitzvah has its own rules. We just saw in Tosus. By sukkah, it's ein tzarech limo. By a little regular, he can't hold his father's hand. You know, he doesn't need to hold his father's hand. So there are differences, and it's not necessarily the same age. So that's what Tosfos points out. Hashta higia lechinuch damrina bechol duchta ein kulam shoven ela kol echad lefiganu dehocha damrina bein tzarech limo begabe chagiga shochel alos uvesof lulav agozel gabe lulav biyodei lenanea begabe tzitzis biyodei lesata begabe torah biyodei ledaber. So Tosin pointing out, it's fairly obvious, but there is no one age of Higia Lechinuch. It really depends on the mitzvah, and then by extensions, it depends on the child also. Okay, but that's what Tosin points out. In any event, so this is Sugya 2, and so it's the first Sugya Daf Beis, then the Sugya here on Daf Chav Ches, in terms of relate to Chinuch. Okay? And now, as Tosin just sent us, there's a Sugya Daf Mem Beis. But before that, I just want to look in the Ran. Okay, source 10 is the Ran. And that Yud Gimel Amud Aleph for the pages of the Rif. Ran basically says the same thing. Okay, the Ran is about well, I don't know if you're all the same arrangement. A few lines if you go wide. It says Gemara Hechi Domi Cotton She'ain Tzarech Limo. Right? You see that? So a few lines you have to get wide. At least in my edition, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Dap Rif. About four or five lines after lines get wide after the first Mishnah before the second Mishnah. So it says, and when having hechad dami cotton she'enot tzarech limo v'chulei, umidrabanan hu. The whole thing is drabanan. The chiyah gavne higia lechinuch karinan bei. That's called higia lechinuch le'inyan sukkah. As far as sukkah is concerned, the cotton she'higia lechinuch chay midrabanan. Okay, the ein hechinuch shav v'chol makom ela kol chad v'chad lefi inyano. He echoes the point of Tosa. First of all. And this is an important point, which we're not going to get to today or tomorrow, but the last year on this topic, the language of the Ran is cotton shigil chinuch chayev midrabanan. Sounds like who's chayev? The kid. The preview of coming attractions. What's the chiyuv of chinuch? Is there a chiyuv on the child, or is there a chiyuv on the father at that point? Whose chiyuv is it? It's an important chakir with regards to mitzvah of chinuch. Okay, is the kid's chiyuv or the father's chiyuv? Okay, that's again a ha'ara, but not for right now. The Ran seems to say chayv gabonim. Anyway, the ein achinuch shor b'chol makom ela kol chad b'chad l'fi inyano, like Tosfos said, right? Da'ocha tanan b'ein tzar klimo. We got be riyah b'yachal alas. We got be lulu b'deil aneh. We got be titzis b'deil zate. We got be torah b'deil adaber. Kedisa b'sof perk l'vagozo. Okay, and then he says umashma the ein tzar klimo hanem ben sheish l'malo. Can I mean the Be'erivim? We saw it yesterday, the cotton tzarech limo, yon tzarech limo, pirishim hosim, the hainu ben sheishanim. We saw it yesterday, right? But anyway, that's the man. And Tosfos, they're pointing out an important fact, there's no set age. Okay, now let's go to the Gemara they both sent us to, on Daf, Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah, the middle of the page, Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Mishnah said, Katan sheyodelin ayodelin not katan sheyodelin anaya ayodelin anaya chayv beluluf. If the boy knows how to wave the luluf properly, so he's chayv in the midst of luluf. Okay, all right. It doesn't sound so difficult. Based on that, a few lines into the Gemara. Okay, not the very beginning of the Gemara, but three lines down the Gemara. Katan ayodelin anaya. So we have a brisa, Tana Rabbanan, famous brisa. Katan ayodelin anaya chayv beluluf. Kid knows how to do the nanuim, is chayav belulav. Now Rashi tells us right away, what does chayav belulav mean? Okay, a very important Rashi around that Gemara. Chayav belulav, l'chanecho medivrayim. In this Rashi, it looks like it's whose obligation? The father, right? Says l'chanecho. I don't want to make too big a fuss about it right now. We'll get to it, I'm just showing you. But Rashi, first of all, forget the l'chanecho, but he's stressing, it's only to our bottom. Because again, you cannot speak of any obligation until under the age of bar mitzvah. He's not a bar chiyuva. It's this whole discussion to a other level. But Rashi's lechancho, okay, it's the father's obligation. It could still read that it's the son's mitzvah. But anyway, lechancho with Rehim. All right, so again, Tana Rabbanan, come back to the Gemara. Katna dananeh chayv alulu. Lisatev chayv betzitzis. He knows how to wrap himself properly in the talus, so chayv betzitzis. Lishmor tzvilin. He knows how to lishmor tzvilin. Doesn't mean just to keep it in the bag, but when he's wearing it, he understands he won't go to the bathroom or go to or engage in bodily functions, right? Lishmor tzvilin, Rashi says, Shalo yichnos ben lebeis akise. Understands, you know, when you're wearing tzvilin. Okay, so then, Ovi lokech l'tzvilin. Godfather's got to buy him tzvilin. Okay? Yodei l'daber, once he learns how to talk, Ovi lomdo Torah b'kriyishma. Should teach him Torah b'kriyishma. What does Torah mean? Torah, when you teach the whole Torah, just learn how to talk. Torah Mayi, Amahununa Torah Tzilana Moshe Moshe Kilos Yaakov. That's the Pasuk, right? Kriyashma Mayi, Pasuk Rishon, period. Okay, so you see, now again, these are clearly, like Tosfos and the Ran point out, different ages. The kid knows how to talk, so you can teach him. That's one of the first things we all learn. Torah Tzilana, the first page of the Siddur, you have after Modena, you have a few things, including that Pasuk, Torah Tzilana Moshe. So you learn that, right? More or less, you learn how to talk. You learn how to talk. They teach the child to say Kriyashma Amita, you know. So at least the first pasuk. So that's exactly based on this Gemara. So that's the din. So I want to digress for a moment. An interesting question. All of the things in this Mishnah make sense. In this Brisa, right? This Tanabana makes sense. Okay. Obviously, if the mitzvah is to wave the lulav, he has to know how to wave the lulav, right? If the mitzvah is to, he knows how to talk, so he can say a pasuk. You know, the mitzvah is to win tzitzis, whatever the mitzvah is. So now to come back to our question, which is, notice it's not, psuk is not mentioned in this brisa, but we had that earlier. Why taka is the criterion for sukkah, eino tzorach l'imo, what's that got to do? Well, it's a question, no? Because why is that the aid? I didn't even understand only the regular, he can walk with his father, but what is, you know, tzorach l'imo, he doesn't call his mother, well, what's that got to do with sukkah, you know? Should be a kid who knows how to sit in the sukkah. You know, maybe I would say, who understands Lamanya Dudor Sechem on some level. I don't know. Right? Is there a question? Any suggestions? Any suggestions? Huh? Similar to Messiah. If?
We can say it's similar to
Messiah. Yeah, very good. So, that's a Biskey Rav has like that. We'll get, that's one approach. Okay? That if he can't sit, he can't need his mother all the time. So, he's not comfortable. He's kvetching all the time. So, it's not similar to Messiah. Good. But the earliest I found this question dealt with in the 14, the Maxo Vitri. The Maxo Vitri, don't it's not a Maxo like Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you know, or Yontif Maxo, Siddur Prayer Book. A Maxo, the word Maxor, okay, means something which is Choser, right? It's a cycle. when you have in yeshivas, you're in this machzor, right, this grade or whatever. But a machzor Vitry is a work on all, many, Vitry is a city in France, Vitry, and the Talmidim of Rashi, compiled a lot of his and other rabbis on Haggas and so on, basically on all of, all of the Shulchan Aruch Inyanim, not everything, and it's called the Machzor Vitry. Okay, so the Machzor Vitry in Shin Nun Tes, a lot of Arachayim Inyanim, right? Ask this kasha. Again, this is the base mention of Rashi. So it's a bit of a digression, I think important. If Tomar Maishnah, that also keeps us grounded in Sukkah. Right? So Maishnah, Gabi Sukkah, Yoyev Shekushu, the Kachan and Tzorach, Limo Chai B'Sukkah, Ukadaviyana, Rishakish. The Gabi Re'iya, Yoyev Shurachrin, the Kachan Yilachinach. If Yachal Lechos, Be'el Shalavit, Lazar Shalom Harbayis. Uve Ervin, Namiya, Yoyev Shurachim, O'Besukkah. Parakeh, we saw that, I remember that on Pei Beis also, right? Gabi Kachan, Tzorach, Limo, it's a very emo. We saw that yesterday, right? We were in Erevin. Behind us, Shir Gadol Yosef Mahu the Chagiga, which is older. Shir Nosen in Yeriyah. We got a lulav from the Kotner Dela Nanebo. We know Shavu Lozev Lozev. Okay, so it reiterates the point that we saw in Tosus in the Ran that they're not equal. Benira, I don't know who it is. Rabbeinu, I'm not sure he's quoting. Da Kol Me'ein Hamitzah Kiyahiv Shira. The age is me'ein hamitzvah. Hasan gabe sukkah, and we forget this sometimes, but the mitzvah so holishin ba, so kayayiv shir holishin. Right? What do we say yesterday, calling his mother? It means we wake up in the morning, right? The wake to the middle of night, screams mommy, right? So that's a din in sleeping, right? So if at night he still wakes up, you know, and screams to his mother, so that means he's not of age to sleep alone in the sukkah. That's the thing. It's not Yusuf and Star. It's a different terraces, right? He says, "Kol shener mishnasa ina kari ima ima." Okay, but Gabi lulav the mitzvah b'dinui yav shir b'yadonarev. But Gabi read the mitzvah b'raglayim. That's with your raglayim, you know, with the feet. So it's time. I just said it's a point that the Matzah Vitri makes that this is needing mommy is a shir in sleeping. Okay, because obviously the kid wakes up in the night, he's going to be disoriented, he's fighting his close mother. The assumption is the mother doesn't sleep in the sukkah, will not sleep in the sukkah. So then he's not ready to sleep in the sukkah. That's why that's sheer. I just printed, look at the back page, the Bikurei Yaakov, again, it's mentioned from the author of the Aruch HaNer on, on Shulchan Aruch. I told you this, right? We had Bikurei Yaakov, right? So the Aruch, it's Bikurei Yaakov, and Aruch HaNer, and Tov Reish Nun Zayin. Okay, so caught in Gimel. It's printed at the very end of the source, not on the computer. Kosova Ta is to my Lulav. Okay, Mashra Shafilu Kachol Yid Arsa Pulu Baruch Alulav Hainu Shalom Mitzad Achiv Lecharcho and the Yitzel Lasus came. Okay, Mitzad Mizeh Rotsa Lifts Up Megadim the Biodeil and Anei of Chayav Litno to Lulav who Ain Biodeil and Anei Nosel Aviv Lulav Shalom Lebaruch Alav Mitam Chinuch. He did an interesting discussion. At what point does the kid have to? Should you get a kid his own Lulav? So the Megadim wants to make a chiluk that if he knows how to do the not knowing, he needs his own Lulav. If not, and just want to hold the lulav, then the father should give him his lulav. Okay? And he can make a bracha based on chinuch. Below Neil and his deity came. To Hobbit Gemara, Amina, Dafka, Del, and Anea, Chai, Below, and Pachas, Me, Lo. The Yesh Lomar, the Kema, the Tavishum Chinuch, who calls Shaina Cholachanacho, Keseder Shetiknu Chachamim, Lo Tiknu Chachamim Chinuch Klal. A very important rule that the Bikur Yaakov says. Why does the Gemara say Taka, Cotton Chanel and Anea. Okay, why don't you go the wave? Okay? Because that's the mitzvah. In fact, the Nanuim, very very possibly, is at least it's a derisor. Okay? Even though the Gemara says Midag Bay, Nafak Bay, right? You pick up the Luvi Yotze, ready, not waving anything. That's why we picked the Luvi Yotze upside down. You know that, right? We first take it upside down. Otherwise, the Yotze, then I can't make the brach anymore. People think that when you take the Luvan Etzuk upside, you hold the Etzuk upside down, so that's up here, Kabbalah, it's nothing to do with that. Maybe there is something I'll pick up on. The real mitzvah, it's a halachic reason. You shouldn't be Yotzei the mitzvah before making the bracha. But the Anuim al-Khatkhila, the Raisa level. You don't usually find that. The Khatkhila and the Ebbet are usually the Rabbanon terms. You don't usually find that the Raisa al-Khatkhila. But this is one of the examples. And we know it because the Mishnah Lulav HaGazel, when it says the height of the lulav, has to be three tefachim and another tefach kedei l'naneya. So it becomes part of the definition of lulav, the nanoim. Right? That's the lashon of Mishnah Chavtes of Beis. The high lulav, the hadassah was a three tefachim, and the lulav should be a tefach, at least a tefach higher, kedei l'naneya. So the lulav is, anyway, so therefore, says the Archaneir here, says the Bikur Yaakov is very important. He said, if the kid doesn't know how to do it properly, then there is no mitzvah chinuch. He's not old enough. That's it. There's nothing to gain. That's why he disagrees with Primogadim. There's nothing to be gained by giving the little tell make a bracha. There's no chinuch. Okay? It's like a kid who's got makes it nursery school. A little bit extra, got a paper. He's got a green piece of construction paper and a yellow piece of construction that's cut in a circle. Okay, so he feels good or whatever, but that's the mitzvah chinuch is, says the Bikur Yaakov, to do the mitzvah the way the Chacham said it. That's a key line. Kol she'eina yochel chanachu k'seida she'tiktu chachamim lo tiktu chachamim chinuch klal because the heimamru v'heimamru. They're the ones who instituted it, so that's what they said to do it. Dimi chanachu lito below the nua adarabba asir mitzvah. If you're going to train the kid, he doesn't do that on him. So figure that on him important, not that important. He'll get older, he won't do it on him either. Right? Ukemo kein lo tiktu chinuch b'kot l'sukkah. And that's why, if the kid can't sleep there, we didn't impose, because Shakara ima ima. Af al pi, shafshal chancho lechol sham, the bishas achilo, imo imo, his mother's with him, imo imo, right? Imo with aleph and imo with ayin, his mother's with him. So why don't we say, okay, he's too young to sleep in the sukkah, right? But why do we make kore ima ima the criteria? Let's say he's a kid at night, he calls his mother. But during the day, the mother's with him. During the day, he's not scared. So I'll call upon him. He's eating the sukkah. Right? But that's a mitzvah to eat the sukkah. So the Aruch, the Bikur Yaakov says, when I says, no, she tells him, either you can do the mitzvah fully, or there's no mitzvah chinuch. Okay? And therefore he says, So that's the point I wanted to bring out from the Bikur Yaakov. So in other words, there's no chiyuv even to be mechanachim in part of it. There's no chiyuv to be part of it all. So that's really the second reason. So the first reason says sleep is because the mitzvah is defined by sleeping. But the and this is just a variation on that. It's just he said, and don't tell me to let him eat in the sukkah. It's there's no mitzvah in the sukkah. And really, the ritva by us to come back 16, the ritva here on Beis and Beis. So 16 on Eretz Yisrael here only on Malka. The chiddush ritva here says Om Yehuda Ma'aseh Behelni B'chulei Ad Kol Ma'aseh Lo Haisa Osal Pichalim Meha Shamina. He really, he says this. Well before the Bikur Yaakov said it, but he just says it differently. The katan shemechanchen also b'mitzvahs tzarech lasos lo mitzvah behechsher gomor kegadol. Okay, which is why very very important when if you have a little kid, you want him to practice. You can't get him a pasul esrog. That's what the Torah is saying. You can't. There's no chinuch on a pasul of an esrog. You don't have to get him the. You can get it from the $25 table, not for the $85 table. That's okay. You can buy him a cheaper esrog. Okay, but it has to be kosher. So it has some spots on it. Okay, it's not every spot possibly esrog. So it may not be mehudar or whatever. Okay, but you can't get him a puzzle. You don't give him a lemon instead. Okay, if that's the case, then they're not training the mitzvah of sukkah with you with lulav. Okay, maybe he's not old enough. Okay, for a kid to march around Hoshana, it's holding a plastic lunas, okay, so he feels part of the team, but that's not the mitzvah of chinuch al-tul. The Ritva is really saying the same thing. She says, Chotten shemechanach mitzvah tzorach lazim mitzvah hefshir gomor, kegadol. Toho ma'isin and raya b'shmaitzim b'sukkah shehel, b'shum lo sagin aleka b'bonei achad shigil achinuch, the boy is sukkah ma'al yisra. The Gemara's kasha was, one of her kids got to be old enough that requires a kosher sukkah. And he says, "Mikra mole dibra akosu chanochu l'arapi darko." That's the book of Chinuch. Posu chanochu l'arapi darko. Ugdolazim is the one from Erevin. Gabi zman biyom kipurim. Okay, the Gemara has a famous sugya in Erevin, which I may come back to or not. I don't know. We'll see. On Memo and Beis, the Gemara says regarding Shechiyano and Yom Kippur. The Gemara asks a kasha: when do you say? Do you say Shechiyano and Yom Kippur? Because normally, when do we say Shechiyano on Yontif? Regular Shechiyano, no? Kiddush, right? Yeah, but there's no Kiddush Yom Kippur. So what do you say? So our practice is we say Shechanu, remember? After Kol Nidri and Shul, everyone says it together, right after Kol Nidri, before Meir, the whole shul says together, Shekhyanu. But now the women, that's a further question. The women usually say Shekhyanu by the Lichbench. Okay, that's a question if that's the right thing. But most women do that. I always announce in my shul for Yom Kippur that if the women are planning to drive to shul afterwards, they should not say the Shekhyanu by Lichbench. Because the idea of having in mind, you know, you can light Shabbos candle, have a mind around the Kabbal yet, that works a candle, doesn't work Shekhyanu. So once she says Shekhyanu, she shouldn't, if she's not going to drive the shul, it's good, she should, but most of the women, whatever, they're going to carry their maps, okay, we have an error, but they still do things, so they're going to say Shekhyanu with the shul. But in any event, the Gemara had, why don't we make Kiddush Yom Kippur? Okay, we should make Kiddush Yom Kippur with Shekhyanu. Ah, you can't drink the wine, so then give it to a kid. What's the problem? We should all come home and we should make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. We're not going to drink the wine, obviously, it's Yom Kippur. So you give it to a kid. So the wine has an expression, no, right? Litame linuka, give the wine, let the kid taste it. Dilma asi lemisrach. The kid will grow up, mixed up, make a mistake. Later he'll grow old, they'll think, oh, I always drank wine on Yom Kippur. I thought you could make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. He won't realize that's because of the kid. We have other cases like that in the Gemara where certain things were not done. Dilma asi lemisrach. Mr. can make a mistake. He'll make a mistake when he gets older. Now Kentucky is 5 years old. Kentucky drink the wine. Okay? But, you know, so, but that's a question sometimes he asks in 9 days. A Havdalah in the 9 days. Should make Havdalah, Motzoi Shabbos Chazon, in the 9 days on wine. Because the wine, not on drink wine in the 9 days. On Shabbos we'll have to drink, but now Shabbos is over. We made Havdalah. So, some say give it to a child to drink. It's not Mechuyev in that din of not drinking wine in 9 days. So they said, but it has to be a child who's not old enough to understand, you know, Korban HaBayis, what the basic thing is. Yet, it has to be old enough the child does understand what? A bracha. The bracha is relevant to the child. Right? So personally, I never understood what age that was. So I would drink them on myself. Because some say that it didn't Shabbos. But anyway, but that's what the Ritva is driving at. So, but the point is, the Ritva says earlier, obviously, than the Aruch HaNer, earlier than the Bikur Yaakov, says the same idea that. The reason I quoted the Bikur Yaakov, because he applies it directly to our issue of why Sukkah, you know, the Ritva is just saying in general, right? It's based on what it says here by Sukkah, but I just wanted we were raising the question of why does the Gemara give the shir for Chinuch, for Sukkah, that he doesn't need his mother anymore? So the Matzavitri said, because it's a din in sleeping, because it's sleeping in Sukkah, and the Bikur Yaakov added, and there's no separate mitzvah Chinuch by eating in the sukkah, it's one big mitzvah. You need to do it, as the mitzvah says. You need to do it all the way. You don't do it. Okay. Now, this is an important point, and because look at the last words of the mitzvah. Hutzrachti lichtov zeh l'bishur isi chachamim toim bezeh. I see a lot of people, including chachamim, make a mistake who think you can do chinuch and not do the mitzvah properly. See, and the mitzvah feels very strongly that's not true. Okay. So we should just be aware. I want to again go into that a little bit, talking about chinuch. Look now, we're trying to keep it sukkah oriented. So look now at Mem Vav Amud Beis. Okay? Mem Vav Amud Beis. Amar, it's about. If you find the Tosis, it's a little more than halfway down. Find the Tosis, the E. And go into the Gemara, and if you find the Amar Zerah. See it? Mem Vav Amud Beis. Okay? Lo likne inish hoshana liyanuka biyomatava. Okay, biyomatava kama. Okay? Don't give your kid hoshana. Hoshana here means not just the aravas, it means, you know, the arba meaning. They call it hoshana, it means the lulav with the hadassah with the aravas, the esu. Don't be makne. Now, again, on the first day you know that has to be your own. The borrowed one's no good. Right? So, what if someone else needs a lulav on the first day? So, what do we do? Huh? Matana. We give it to Matana. So it says the Gemara, Bzera cautions us. Omar Bzera, lo likne ina shoshan liyanuka biyoma tava kama. Comes first. So first, don't give it to a kid the first day. Okay? And Rashi adds, Matana, ad shal yitze behu, unless you're the Yotze yourself. Don't give it to your kid until you've been Yotze. Why? My time. The yanuka mikna kane aknuye lo makne. That is a detailed din, but a child, okay, under the age of bar mitzvah, can be koneh, as Rashi said, there are bara takila zchila nafshe, can be koneh something for himself, but he can't be maknet. He doesn't have what's called das maknet. He can be koneh, but he can't be maknet to you. to an adult. Okay, as Rashi says, mikne kana d'rabbanan takin lo zechila nafshi. But aknu elo makne, any ochel lach zakno solo ovi batona, delav bar dasu. He doesn't have das makne. Okay? So therefore, the Gemara gives this suggestion. You have to give it to the kid matana, otherwise he can't use it, it's not his. But make sure you're yotze, make sure all the adults that have to be yotze with that little bit yotze, then you can give it to the kid as a matana. Because he's not going to be able to give it. If I have another adult in my neighbor who doesn't have a little, so I give him mine, then he give it back to me, if I turn as a matana, right? But he's an adult, but a kid, it won't work. That's the Gemara, yeah? Yes, good. Now, so now, if we take a look at the Rosh, okay, Paragimel, the Rosh is not exactly directly on this Gemara, but he refers to it. The Rosh is Shlishi, Paragimel, Simon, Lamed. Okay, now, in my edition, it's found on page Chof Aleph. Okay. I've got to find it because it's, just a moment. Have Simon Lamed? You go down, I don't know, about 20 lines. It'll say, Viteida mi da Amar lekamon. It'll say, Daf Lamed, we went good find it. Mem Vav Beis in parentheses. He's referring to the Gemara. He's talking about something else. He's earlier. He's still in the first paragraph. Okay? But he says, Viteida mi da Amar lekamon lo likne inish luliva. We had the Hashana. Okay? And here it says luliva. It means the same thing. It means the bundle. You know, the Amar meaning. Liyanuka mi otava kamad. Liyanuka iknuya a makne kani, iknuya lo makne. Mi meino tzorach lahapsu lo matona. Nehi de kot lav bar... He's saying like this. He's stressing that Lamaisa if he doesn't have to give it back because you're yotzer, it's fine. But he's stressing, but you have to give it to the cotton to be yotzer with as lochem, as his own. In other words, it has to be his. Okay, and he won't be able to give it back. So, what the Rosh seems to be stressing is that you have to give it to him to be yotze with it in the manner which the adult will be yotze. So this also seems to prove, like the Ritva said, right? When you're mecharech a cotton, it's got to be with all the rules and all the details as with an adult. Okay, so you inferred that from the Rosh. Okay. However, if we look now in the back at the Mordechai.
So, what does the Rosh say you can do to get around that problem?
You have to be yotzei yourself first.
Okay.
But the point is, vaday tzarech litno lo, tzarech lazo litno matana. Okay. The word's a little strange. I think this means.
Changes the.
Gersa, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Where's the base, I think, right? You mean you yotze ready.
Right.
So then it's okay. But the point is, I'm just stressing the Rosh Paskin. It's got to be the kids the same way it's got to be the adults. That's what I'm driving at. Okay? In other words, basically, this seems to corroborate what the Ritva said, what the Bikur Yaakov said, that when you're mechanech a kid to do the mitzvah, it's got to do the mitzvah the right way. That's the mitzvah of chinuch. Okay, now I want to stress that doesn't mean that it's worthless to do something. You know, again, the kid has his plastic luminescent, he's 2 years old, and then he wants to walk around with his little shana. I said, good, okay, so he feels positive about the shul experience. That's not chinuch, that's making the kid feel good, which is good. We want him to feel good. So give a kid candy and shul. So, you know, that's not chinuch. I could argue that's bad chinuch, but let's say, but you know, it makes the kid cheerful when it comes to shul. So, But in terms of the mitzvah of chinuch, that's what I'm trying to stress, the mitzvah of chinuch is to do things right. Let's turn now to the Mordechai. Okay, there in the third paragraph. It's the Rebbe's Tov Shin Nun Tes. On this Gemara. Where is it now? Okay. Tov Shin Nun Tes. Where it says, on this Gemara, Daf Mem Vav. Okay. Really, it's fourth part, but this appears in the third part. My timer, Yeruka mikne konek to you, belomik the ishtakak the konafik belul of she'enu shalom. And it'll end up, if you don't do it that way, it'll end up with a lul that's not his, which is no good. But I am parent, Chabba v'chosav Ra'avan, Ra'avan says, Umiyu imu ochez im ha'tinok, Kevod shelo yotza miyado legamrei shapir dami. Okay? The Ravan seems to disagree, because he said, if you never let go, you hold the lulav with the kid and shake it with the kid, then it's not a problem, because you never let go of it. Right? So it was never out of your rishus, so then the fact that he can't give you a matana back doesn't matter, you never gave it to him. Ravan says that works. Okay? Another people just put it down on the table when you're done with it and take it back. Well, the reason, and the kid can make a bracha. But what I'm showing you from the Mordechai, quoting this Ravan, is he may disagree. Because he's saying, if you're still holding it, then the kid is not, it's not lachem for the kid. So the Ravan may hold that it's not necessary. But everything we said till now, maybe he disagrees. Okay? Because he's saying, if you're holding it together with the child, so it never really became lachem, but it's good. But you never lost it, so it's all right. He says many people don't do it that way, but there is a shita like that. The Ravan is only showing him. Okay, we get it. So he might be disagreeing. Now, if we look at the Shulchan Aruch, so the Tov Reish Nun Ches, Sivav, 21. Lo yitnena biyom rishon lakotin konim shiotzibo, neshakotin konim eina makna chemina Torah, v'nimtsim shivziru lo eina muxar. V'yeish bishar v'shimigil onas haputus mutar, okay, we told face im hatina came to listen with the other shapir dummy. So the Shulchan quotes everything. Okay, he quotes that you shouldn't, first he says you should not give it to the kid before you yotze because he can be kona but he can't be machne. All right, and now if he, even if he gave it back to you, but it's eno mukzar, it's not considered yours, so it'll be a problem. Some say if the kid is onas haputos, putos is a little older where certain transactions count, he can be machne, we're going to have putos, takonas haputos, kid's 12 years old. 12 and a half years old, certain transactions can count. So maybe that'll work here too. But then he says, in Tofes, in Matinek, that's like this Mordechai. Okay? So the Mogan of Rom, it's in Kotn Ches, writes, in Omar la Kotn, Yehei Sholcha, Ad Shetet Sebo, Ha Kotn lo Yotza. If you say to the Kotn, it's yours until you Yotze, then it's no good, because that's a matanah l'asa hafzir, that's their strings attached. You're only not giving him full lachem. So the Mogen Avraham, the name of the Rosh, okay, the Mogen Avraham, it's part of that long Rosh. But anyway, to the Mogen Avraham, he says, no, it's got to be his all the way. And the Mishnah Brura says, okay, on that ruling, which the Chaber seems to accept from the Ravan, okay, in other words, again, according to the Mogen Avraham, it's simple. It's got to be his. If you tell him it's only yours temporarily, that's no good. It's only yours to be yotze, it's no good. Just like with an adult. The Shabur and Sikhat Chav Ches, Kevish Leyotze Meyotze Shapir Dami, that's on the Mechaber Kod of the Ravan, that it's good if you're holding on. Ritzor Lo Dai, they say, Ein HaKot Nkone Klal, V'lochei Mutra Afil V'lo Yilon HaSaputos, Hu Adinu Lo Makti Lai Klal HaKotn, O Sh'o Lo Yehe Shachat Shatei Tzibo, V'chaki Yeh Shali, Kiva Tchila, Dahava Lai Kishol, Kein Nira Li Visiv Gimel. The Mishnah Brura is a very important point. He said that which the Shulchan Aruch says, you hold on to it, okay, or you say to him, it's yours temporarily. That's fine for keeping the ball in play for you, the adult. You don't have to worry now about a matan of a kid. But, says the Mishnah Brura, but the kid's not yotzei that way. The mitzvah chinuch is not fulfilled that way. In other words, he's learning what the Mechaber quotes the Ravan, and that may well be what the Ravan had in mind. Ravan was only giving you an eitzah of what to do to, you know, to keep your kid happy, but make sure the lulav stays yours. Okay, so you hold on to it while he's holding on to it. Or you tell him you can have it as long as you give it right back. You can only have it, it's yours only long enough. All of that is good. So, again, the Mishnah Brura is saying very important. He says, Lo mahan rak l'gado, sheyochal acharkach latzeis bo. All these tricks work so the gado will now be able to use it afterwards. Aval hakotan lo yotze b'netila kazeh, but the kid will not be yotze. Now, the Mordechai, the Ravan, seems to say no, that you don't need Lachem for the cotton, it works for shawl. Okay, it works with a barred one also. You follow? So, that's a machokas rishon, the Mishnah Berurah is saying. In other words, that's our machokas. Does it have to, you have to do it with the cotton? Does chinuch mean doing it with all of the rules and all of the criteria met for an adult? Well, the Mishnah Berurah's first opinion is yes. And therefore, if you gave it to the kid, Almanas, he gives it right back. Or you held on to it with him, good, you got it back. You can now use a little miyotz 100%. But you weren't mekayim chinuch that way. Because for chinuch, you need lochem. Now again, the Mishnah Berurah does quote Achronim, who say that you can do without it. And they said the Mordechai implies the Ravan, because you'll read the Ravan, he's saying that's what you do, and it sounds like he's talking about to get the kid to be Yotze. Okay? You don't have to read the Ravan, but you can. So look at what the Mishnah Berurah writes in 24, the Shaar HaTziyon, in the Sivut HaFreshon Ches Os Lamed Vav, on that same source. He says, the cause of Shom, he quotes that Ravan, that Mordechai, that apparently it's good, you can do it that way. Just put it down and take it, and he takes it back. It doesn't have to be locha. Okay, uladeah harishona, halalokiyam av mitzvah. Okay, so, but one second, how is he a kind of mitzvah chinuch? So apparently, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shaar HaTziyon, Elavadai the Sirlo the mitzvah chinuch who rak al etzem ha mitzvah below al prote ha mitzvah. This group of chachamim hold, and no, the mitzvah, not like the Ritva. Now again, Ritva said, remember his words at the end of 16, the Chiddush Ritva Ba'as here in Beis and Sukkah, who tzrach the lichtov zel of Yishor Isi chachamim toim ezeh. He feels that people hold the other way. I make a mistake. It's not correct. Okay? But the Mishnah Berurah is quoted, perhaps that Ravan, quoted by the Mordechai. He says that no, they hold that the mitzvah chinuch is on etzem ha mitzvah, the law of prote ha mitzvah. The Chakach wants to be Yosef, Shigam, who causes him there, Masha Sir Ravan, the Yuchal HaKot Lito Lul Belo HaKno. Okay, you can do it without the Kinyan. I had Shom Shorot Lidchos Ksaz, Nefshi Yuchal HaNech LaKot Lavarach Av Shalom Kedin, Avla Yasa, Dohal, Kol Paro Avlo Kiyam, it's going to be a little bit of a fact, a little bit. And gam pastius haloshin chorach the cause of shaper the mishm dami mashma kain the words of shaper dami mashma gam kain the yuchal avlas on chinuch hachilu varchi what we ought to be zeh mashma zolav when they arrive barosh kar dochas mikios ayin shom. Anyway, the bottom line is machokas. Now the Mishnah Berurah therefore here leans to, or says certainly there are those who hold that you don't have to have all the details. Yeah. Say again, what you did?
From Avala Kadamo
Yitzav Neti
Lekazet, that
the
Chiyuv would be on the
Kadam. Yes, that's true too. Although at the end of the line, he said, look at this, I don't know. He's hedging his bets. I don't know. Okay, go either way. We'll talk about that more with another day. But I do want to show you that was in the Sokhan Arach Simon Tav Reishon Nun Ches. In the previous Simon Tav Reishon Nun Zayin, Sif Aleph, where it talks about also Kedei L'chanecha B'mitzvahs, the Mishnah Berurah there, right, 25, U'pashut the tzarach she'ed dalad minim k'sherim k'mo begadol. But they have to be kosher. So that sounds like you do have to meet the details, right? And here he's suggesting maybe not. It's a little questionable. So the Shlomo Kluge, the Chochmas Shlomo, on the page of Shulchan Aruch, the Tafresh Nunachas, Sif Aleph, 26, he says, Lo yitnenu biyom rishon lekotin, kodim shiotim, fine. Near Beinai, hinei ma sheno again sheno stil lekotin tchila v'achar kav v'ach medolim. Many people don't do it that way. Let the kids do it first, then you do it. Near ali lelame tzchus al zeh, al pidas hachacham tzvi b'tshuva, simetaz. Dib ein lo ha-ksher biyom tov rishon, mutar lito la-ksher b'sheni. Delo gar yom tov rishon biyom tov sheni, v'harei bo chiyav d'rabonon, delo gar m'sheni. So he says as follows. On Yontif Sheni, you can take Arabinim that are missing some of the qualifications. They're missing some of the. They're not kosher for Yontif Rishon. He uses Yontif Sheni, because of Al Kalponim is a Chiv to Rabbanim. In Cain, it says the Chosh of Chokhma Shalom. Yishlom Ahokhan Abbekotim. The Eno Machno Rak the Mevorech Olav Vitor Shol. Me did the Hava Yom Tov Sheni. The Kava the Kotten Eino Chiyuv Min HaTorah Rach Mid HaBonah. We call it Chira. Where we do HaBonah and die B'Shol L'Chein Eino Makdala L'Chalotim. We do HaBonah Shol would work. Okay? Shol on the second day works. Okay? As opposed to Gozel, which is Mitzvah of Aver. There's no Mitzvah of Aver or Shol. So therefore, V'Dafka V'Godol the Chai Min HaTorah Min HaTorah Min L'Chein Min HaTorah Rishon Havanan tzad in the kavanos of ofen amo umechav matan malach lahatz of a cotton the Torah schidam the dive is shol leka umdur minestam and we're the Torah shol not the law, okay? But the what I really want to get at is he's saying, well, there are details. What are we saying? The Mishnah Berurah says that perhaps those who hold that you can be lenient with the cotton. Hold that chinuch is only on the etzem mitzvah, not the protein mitzvah. But what I'm saying now with the Pirsut Chacham Shlomo is that there are protein mitzvah and there are protein mitzvah. Apparently, the kashrus of the minim, okay, in terms of that it's an esrog, it's not chaser, it's not split, a little over whatever, that's protein that's part of the definition of the mitzvah. Okay, so those protein you have to have in place for cotton as well. You can't give the cotton a pot because nobody holds you can give a cotton a puzzle law. I mean, mekayim mitzvah chinuch. Okay, that prot you have to keep. Does it have to be lochem? Okay, does it have to be some other? Can it be shol? That we can talk about. Okay, does it have to? You know, that we can say maybe doesn't apply. But the ikker definition of the min. That has to apply. And that's why the Chacham Shlomo finishes by the Minim B'Shas, the Lik the Inish, how did the Kamash, they wrote to the Hakmu and a Rashai, of the Emes Lo Binan Hakmu Abakat. You don't even have to be mapped into it all. Okay, if it's Yashmu Demin again, you don't have to be mapped into the kid at all. Because you don't need Lachem. In other words, you don't need every prat. Certain prat you need, not every prat. Anyway, that's a digression, but an important point within the Chinuch, but the Ritva is very, very clear that it has to be done exactly the same way as for a as an adult, okay? Yeah, we got it? Did I notice that? It also helps us explain in the Kiryaki why we say sleeping is korilimo, right? It means you're not ready to sleep in the sukkah. Are you ready to eat the sukkah? No, it's got to be 100% all the way. I just printed the 27th Philip we haven't talked before, the Chidusha Griz, the Brisker Rav, the Elvis Salvechik, it's exempt, Salvechik, the uncle of the Rav from OU. So he has in his solution to Erchen Beizu and Beizu is printed. He said, because the more Erchen, the first few pages of Erchen are very interesting. Because the first few pages of Erchen is when you're Marek, when you assess the value of something for the purpose of contributing to Kachim, Kachim Berek HaBayis. So it says, HaKol Marichin Kohanim Levi Yisrael. And it has a whole first couple of pages of Masechet Erchen have HaKol Chayv in this, Kohanim Levi Yisrael. Kol chayv in that kahanim levim yisrael. All these mitzvahs, everybody's obligated. In each case, where's the shita? Where's the amar? So and regular mitzvahs. The first few pages of erchin are regular mitzvahs, not kachim. Erchin is in kachim. Most of erchin is about kachim. But the first few blot in erchin, maybe with Av Gimel or so, it says hakol chayv mitzvahs kahanim levim yisrael. Hakol chayv mitzvah. So it says it about sukkah a little too. So that's what comes up here. In erchin, that beis and beis. And it says, "Yesh lo madu shir b'din chinuch." The chesheino tzarich liba oz chal olam achiyav the chinuch into sukkah. He's calling mommy. That's a shir in din of chinuch. Okay. Amram ikra the mavur b'zad nirek the came the in chinuch mitzar b'din she chazi l'kima mitzah. He says the definition of chinuch for mitzah is you have to be fit to do the mitzah. Ukod aminum go vilulu kana de la nanea b'chein gavetitzis kana de la satek b'chein de la galo b'chein. The begolol atzma harei mitzdar potem on a mitzvah sukkah. Okay, im kain who adim cotton because it's tzarich lima harei mitzdar. Okay, the mother is the ain't a royal kibitzah. Therefore, he's not fit at this moment to be like this is what you said. Okay, v'tam zeh who dolo chalav chiyuv the mitzvah sukkah the chazi she ain't a royal kibitzah. V'shuv av sheima ima potem the kain dolo chazi the kibitzah lekalav chiyuv. I do want to mention, that's an interesting thing that the Biskor Rav says. Now it answers our kasha from before of why is it, the being in the sukkah is dependent upon the mother. Okay, meeting the mother, So first of all, he said that eating is, Bikur Yaakov said that, you know, you can't just do it for eating, it's got to be everything, all or nothing. But the Brisker Rav is saying that that's a shear because otherwise he's a mitzdayer. I do want to point out, they can question, usually mitzdayer means there's something about the sukkah that's causing the tzar. Here it's not the sukkah, it's mami, you know, but it's a gar. Okay. So that. So that's kind of a, in terms of the sukkah connection. Let's go a little weiter. Where the Gemara, first of all, I printed the pasuk, Mishlei Perakav Beis Pasuk Vav. Okay, Charoch and Arpi Darko Gam Ki Yazkin Loyosel Bena. So permit me one word of drush here. A lot of people, everyone knows the first half of the pasuk, Charoch and Arpi Darko. Okay, Gam Ki Yazkin Loyosel Bena. When he gets older, he won't veer from that. Okay, so it's an interesting question. I'm just asking, Charoch and Arpi Darko. Educate the child in accordance with his way. And by the way, that's why it varies from kid to kid. That's why the age is not the same. That's not the same by every mitzvah, right? Because I'll be darko. But what does it mean, gam kiyaz ke lo yosem imena? When he gets older, he won't veer from it. What's the antecedent of the pronoun mena, it? What do you say? Right. Educate the child in accordance with his age, because when he gets in accordance with his way, because even when he gets older, he won't veer from it.
Darko.
That you think offhand, huh? I would have assumed that it meant the chinuch. Maybe I think you may be right, but most assume teach him now. But he totally won't veer. That's what Rashi said, right? The hargil mitzvahs. You know, we're concerned not to make the wrong impression. The srach, the shechel on yom kippur, the kiddush, right? Because that when he gets older, he won't. You train him now to put on tzitzis. When he gets older, he's more likely to still put on tzitzis, right? But there are some who say that chinuch avidarko. It's something else. It means when he gets older, he won't veer from it. He won't veer from that derech. Meaning, you have to educate, this is a point that I always make in talking to Rebbeim and the teachers, you have to educate the Talmidim and the children. You have to be sensitive to what their style, what their way of thinking is. Because, I'm telling you this now, as a parent of adult children, ask your parents, okay? Some of the very same tchunot, tendencies, that I see in my children as adults, they had those same tendencies with their kids, their little babies. You see, I'm telling you, you see the Bez Hashem, you'll go up and see their own children. You know, the very same attitudes and tendencies. Of course, the kids change and mature and everything else. But certain, you know, certain things that just, you know, people who are giggly, they're giggly, oh, you know, there's certain tendencies that just, that's the way the person is. So you can't make somebody into something that he's not. Okay, don't make someone into something that he's not. That's a big, big error. Because you got to train him and educate him according to his derech. Because that derech is going to be with him his whole life. That's his nature. Now, can you change somebody's nature? Yes. But you have to bear that in mind. You know, this is why I think, I mean, not to go into that subject, but this why I think the idea of telling everybody they should only sit and learn all day, I'm in favor of sitting and learning as much as the next person, but not for everybody. Certain people are not cut out for it. You're making somebody into something he's not. You're not educating him. And sometimes it's a disaster. It ends up hating the learning and then hating Yiddishkeit and everything else. Yeah, they, the same, you know, the same method doesn't work for everybody. In fact, some, you know, next week's schedule. Rav Shifrul Hirsch, and I wouldn't have the guts to say it, but Shifrul Hirsch says that Yitzhak and Rivka made a mistake. They educated Yaakov and Esav the same. And it was just not right, because they were different personalities. We see from the womb they were different personalities. From the time they were born, they were different personalities. And you can't educate two different people like that the very same way, and tragic consequences. It's not an interesting shmooze. Okay, we'll have another time maybe more about chinuch. But be that as it may, we talk now about, up until this point, about chinuch when it comes to mitzvahs. Sukkah, lulu. But I want to begin at least a little bit about another side of this, so to speak, the other half of this point, and that is the question of what about teaching children to avoid averis, not mitzvahs, not the sukkah and lulav and tefillin, saying the first pasuk kriya shema or aliyah l'rego, but averis. So there, the principle sukkah is not here in sukkah at all, obviously, because sukkah is about mitzvahs. Is a sukkah in yavamos. Kufyud Gimel Obey is going over to Kufyud Dal and Aleph, the famous sugya. So at least we'll start with that a little bit now, okay? Take a look at 30. This is the very bottom of Kufyud Gimel Obey is Yavamas. Right, so you got odd kind of a mitzvah, now we'll talk about Averis. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Irchasu le miftachei the baby drosha v'shul rab b'shabbatim. Somehow the keys to the shul, the keys to the Beis Medrash, got lost in a park or something like that, a public area or outside the shul grounds, whatever. Okay, on Shabbos. Okay, and you know what to do because you know, you look for it and find it, but now what? There's no erev, so you can't carry it. All right. In other words, it wasn't so much a problem of finding it, but somehow before Shabbos it fell out of his pocket. He realized it now. He realized it. And I can't get into the shul, and I can't carry it. It's too far away to carry. So what is he supposed to do? So also the kamei the pidas. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bizna brought the shal to pidas. Amalei zil devar tali betalia letailu also. Devar means the devar to bring, like yad bris something that the yad bris something that the bring lead tali betalia. Okay, young boys and girls, kids, little kids, really tailu hustle. Bring some kids to that field, okay, and they'll play there. Okay, they'll spend time there. One will find it, and he'll pick it up and bring it to the shul. He'll bring it to you. He'll bring it to the shul. Realize the shul will pick it up. The mishtakach lehu maisi lehu. If he finds it, he'll bring it. That's how you can get it over. Let the kid do it. Okay, a kid can find it, he'll bring it. You can't carry it, Shabbos. But you coax or inspire or urge, encourage some kids to play there in that area where they, that field where the keys are. And the mailer, one will notice it, pick it up, and bring it, for problem solved. Okay? That's what the Rebbe does, advised. Okay? Rashi, 31. The Bible, Hanhei Tinoko is harming the caves. Let little kids play together. They're little boys, little girls, whatever. They're little kids. Litailohas, Yitzchaku Shom. Shabbos. Let them play down Shabbos. Fine. Now the Gemara concludes, look at the back at 30. This is already on Kufi Nahmaral. The Gemara concludes, oh, apparently, Kasama. Katon Ochel Nevelos, En Bezdin Mitzum Lafrisham. Apparently. Okay. While Rabbi Yitzchak could not directly ask a kid to go get the keys, but you set it up that they're playing there and they take it themselves. If you see a kid, ochel nevelos, you need a treif. So ein bezdin mitzvah lafrisha, you don't have to stop him. You can't feed him treif on purpose, but if he's eating some non-kosher, it's not the job. Ein bezdin, the rabbis don't have to stop him. And that's what's going on here. Because they're going to see this four-year-old found the key when he's playing around. They found the key, picks it up. A six-year-old, whatever, he picks it up and he brings it to shul. He's carrying on Shabbos. There's no error. So you have to run over to him. No, apparently not. You don't say anything to him. You can't tell him to go do it. You can't tell him how to feel it. But ein bezin mitzum lafrisha. Remember with me? Now, that a little later on that same page, kuf yud dalet, the Gemara has three psukim from which they derive it. And later the Gemara explains why you need all three psukim. That's not my problem. But one pasuk is a pasuk from Rashi Shmini. Parakeet al-Pasuk Membeis. Talk about non-kosher insects and stuff. And it says there, kol olecha gachon, kol olecha arba, kol mamer, glayim, kol asheretz, asheretz, haretz, lo sochum, ki sheketeh. All these creeping, crawling creatures, you're not allowed to eat them. Like in many legs and centipedes and whatnot, you're not allowed to eat the sheretz. Lo sochum, okay? Ki sheketeh. Remember that phrase. Good. Later, Vayikra Parakeet Yudzayim, that was in Shmini. Is it Achimos? Parak Yizayim plus Yubayz. Al Kain Al Arkim Yisrael Kol Nefesh Mekam Lo Sok Al Dom Va Ger Al Gavr Sam Lo Sok Al Dom. Kol Nefesh Mekam. None of you are allowed to eat blood. It's the Yisrael Achimos Dam. And the Ger also. Now 34. Another Pasuk. Yubayikir Parashat Emor. The opening Pasuk. Okay. Her Kavala Pasuk. Kala Barash Al Moshe Emor Al Akon And Aaron Ramar Talayim. So the Gemara, in Kuf Yudal Al Alef, 35, looks at these three cases. It says the following. Toshma. Lo sochlum kisheketeim. What does lo sochlum mean? Lo sa'achilum. It's written as if it should say lo sa'achilum. Not lo sochlum. Don't you eat it, but don't feed it. Don't feed them to someone. And that's the famous lehazir agedolim alaktanim. That's instruct the older people, you know, the adults, to teach it to the children. Not only they can't eat themselves, but
But even though the kid is not cotton, he's not a baitai, he's not a chayv mitzvah, you shouldn't let him eat either. My law, the law, the law, so the law, the law, listen. Now, doesn't that teach that you have to stop him? Right? You have to stop him if you see him? No, then we no. The low lissu you die. You can't feed it to him. But it could be that if he's eating on his own, you don't have to stop him. I can't give a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old kid a cheeseburger. Okay, I can't here have this cheeseburger. Given he's eating it by himself, we have no right. Maybe you don't have to stop him. Same thing, Toshma Gore tries again. Kol nefesh mikem lo sochal dama hazir hagolah lakalim. Alo, I love dama lo sochlo. Okay, now I eat blood. Okay, and lahazir hagolah lakalim. The expression is lahazir hagolah lakalim. The elders should teach the youngsters. So it shouldn't mean tell them lo sochlo. No, again, love. No, just the lowly son of a diet. You can't actually give it to him. And same thing, Toshma emor amarta lahazir hagolah lakalim. My love, Damazu, the little lowly Tamil, doesn't mean you have to say, doesn't mean if you see a coin, you have to tell him if it's a kid. No, the little Tamil will die. No, I can't make him Tamil. But I have to stop him becoming Tamil. That's the Rashi explains. The Rabbis, Kukitamalav, Osokum, Kishekatim, Kroy, Seru, because you already have, that's an extra person, because you already have, not allowed to eat them. Osokal Dom, it's also, we have repetitions. Emor al Kanar Ramartha, Shte Amirus Halal. It says, Emor Ramartha, if the Hazi go about Tana, what emerges from there, Bar Rosa, is, to put it simply, excuse me, that we find from these psukim, the Gemara says, why do you need it from three different psukim? But whatever the reason is, we find from three psukim, there is a concept of the Hazir Gedolim Alakana, that the elders have to teach the youngsters. But what it means in the context of Averis is, you're not allowed to actually give him, so go back to the case again with the keys. That you can't give him the keys and tell him to carry, because now you tell him to violate the Raisa of carrying on Shabbos, no Erev. Okay? But you don't have to stop him necessarily, you see him doing it on his own. Okay? That's the sugya. So that's the other famous sugya. The famous sugya in about mitzvahs is the sugya membei, is Tarabana being old enough to do lulu, that's that. And of course, on that base with Helen Mat, it's also about the mitzvah. And the famous sugya about teaching children to avoid averes is that sugya in Yevamos. But it's unclear at the moment what the conclusion is. Is it only that you're not allowed to actively feed him? Or is it also that you're, or just that you don't have to stop him? I'm sorry. Is the issue not allowed to actively feed him, but you don't have to stop? Well, no, maybe you have to stop when you see him. So far, it appears. It appears that it's even it's just how I actively do it, but you don't have to physically stop if you did. Okay? Just a moment. Yeah. I'll just mention one other thing. Just a moment. All right, let me mention one other thing. You know, I don't put on the sheets, but it's just not interesting. Hugh Egger points out on that Gemara in Yevamos, there's another place where it says Lahazir Gdolam Alaktanim. The Gemara doesn't include it. And that is by Shabbos. It says Lo Sasa Holocha Ato Lamed Viteha. It's also the Medrash says Lahazir Gdolam Alaktanim. Okay? So, why isn't that included? That's another area where you see you can't, So Soichik wants to explain that the fundamental difference between Shabbos and the other mitzvahs. Let's say I went ahead and I did give my son or my daughter whatever some non-kosher food. What did I violate? What issue did I violate? I violated this new issue called Lo Sachilum, right? I inspired him to do that right. Right? Is it considered like I ate the non-kosher food? No, I didn't eat the non-kosher food. Or I ate the dam. Or I became Tommy as a kohen. I pushed him into the cemetery. Okay, he's a kohen. Okay, I didn't become Tommy. Right, I violated this, causing someone else to do an avera. Lo sochum, lo sapilum. But when it comes to Shabbos, if I inspire or have my children do malacha on Shabbos, by Shabbos, it's a lack of my fulfillment of Shabbos. You understand? Nobody says that if I ate a kid a cheeseburger, I ate the cheeseburger. But if I told a kid to do malacha on Shabbos, like I did malacha. That's why it's different. If I, Shabbos is different. Shabbos is an iser. You know, there's a concept of shvisas cotton, shvisas behemto. Right? That's part of my Shabbos. So Shabbos, that's why it's a different category. Okay,
it's
so
not
yes, right. It's all one. Yeah. Okay. Just a moment. Okay. Can we do the word human now? You know what? Well, let's just start. Okay, the Gemara had another makor regarding chinuch is a suit of yuma pay based on our mission. Hatinokos ain ma'aninos under the kippurim. Tinokos under bar mitzvah kids, you know, you don't have to ain ma'aninos. As Rashi explains, ain chayovin tariyeh limno mehen Michael. You don't have to keep them from eating. You don't have to stop kids from eating in kippur. Al v'charchinos on the shana of the shana sayin. It should begin a year or two before Yom Kippur. They should become accustomed to mitzvahs. Now, what do you mean a year or two to do what? Not to fast the whole day. Rashi writes in the Rebbe, "Mechanchel also the shows." If he's shana, if it's a girl, she's smuchel pirkan on ben shloshes when the kevah arbas al zohar. Okay, again, you turn 13. Okay, when you finish. When you arrive at the age of 13, I mean, a boy, you arrive at the age of 14, I mean, you just, like I explained yesterday, the Olecha, right, the projecting forward. Why? Should Derek Tinoko lose the Sarah Jesus of Yomecha? Tanam is so shnashos, so he pricked the ocean. Tinok is so shnashos, the Yomecha, and it's so shnashos, I pricked the ocean. Okay, that's the age when physical maturity comes, fine. Olaf Neishnashon could be 2 years before, which is 3 years before they arrive at that age. Okay, and the Gemara will deal with it. So, in any event, we do find chinuch, partial chinuch, on Yom Kippur, right, at a certain age. And the Gemara says, Hashtu b'knesh time v'chal v'knesh shom v'knesh shom v'bayin, that old question, the wife says 2 years, so why didn't tell me 1 year? So, I'm a chistal of kasha, ha b'chola, ha b'bari. Definitely, it's when a kid is sick and weak, and a kid is strong, ha b'hunah, ben shmona ben teisha mechan chan v'chol shom. So, at the very age of 8 or 9, he can fast for several hours. Ben Esau and Echasa Mashlim with the bottom. Ben Shteim Esau Mashlim with the right, 17 Okas, with a girl, okay? That's what spells that. Rav Nachman over Ben Teisha, Ben Esau and Echasa Mashlim with the bottom. Ben Echasa Shrei, Ben Shteim Esau Mashlim with the bottom. Ben Shoto Mashlim with the right, 17 Okas. Ben Yochan Ama Hashol with the bottom. Lekha, Ben Esau, Ben Echasa Mashlim with the bottom. Ben Shteim Esau Mashlim with the right. So different shittas is exactly what you should do when, okay, at what age. But, let's stop over here because I want to get to the Tosas Yishonim. Very important Tosas Yishonim down on the page in Yuma, which asks from the Gemara and Sukkah, and we'll put it together and come on. Okay?
Thank you.
Tomorrow we should be able to finish this back.
Coincidentally,